It was a night where everything that could go wrong did go wrong for the Moose Jaw Winmar Warriors. Unfortunately for the local squad, it came in the fourth game of their best-of-five SASK Male AAA Hockey League quarterfinal on Thursday night at the Moose Jaw Events Center, and as a result, their season has come to an end. The Regina Pat Canadians scored 6 goals in the first period and went on to an 11-2 win in the deciding game, winning the series 3-1. As the score would indicate, once the Patsies got things going in the first period, they didn't stop. 4 goals in the span of 4:52 made it a 4-0 game by the 10:42 mark, and they'd tack on 2 more before the frame was out for the 6-goal lead. After Regina made it 7:05.2 seconds into the second, Chase Peterson got one back for the Warriors at the 3:08 mark, and Keaton L'Esperance picked up Moose Jaw's second marker with 11:13 to play in the frame. The second half of the period belonged to Regina, though, and another 3 goals in the span of 5 minutes gave them a 10-2 lead through 2. Things went into cruise control from there, with the Pat Canadians scoring a single marker in the final period. Steven Steranka led Regina with a goal and 4 points, while Michael Donovan, Daystur Koch and Jonah Sivertson all scored twice and had 3 points. Casey Brown had a pair of goals, while Jackson Skifton and Cash Lanigan had their other markers. Ellis Miyet and Logan Mell had 2 assists each. Luke McKechnie got the start in goal for Moose Jaw and had 6 saves in 11:41 of work, while Ryan Bain played 48-19 and stopped 25. Taylor Tabashniak had 26 stops for Regina. The Pat Canadians now advance to the semifinal, with their opponent to be determined. The Saskatoon Blazers won their series with Estevan in 4 games, while Warman leads Tisdale 2-1 and Prince Albert and Swift Current are tied 2-2 in their series.